All right, more of that coming up in a moment. As promised, we are joined right now by a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, a winner of the 1997 PGA Championship, a 21-time PGA Tour winner, a two-time Ryder Cup captain, a six-time member of the President's Cup team. He was announced as captain of the 2022 President's Cup team today. The 2022 President's Cup is September 19th through the 25th at Quail Hollow Club. We are joined by Davis Love III. Davis, it is great to have you on the show. How are you today?
Thanks. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back here. We were just talking about that. It's been a minute or so, so it's great to have you back. You were officially announced as captain of the President's Cup team for 2022. What does the honor and distinction represent to you?
Well, that's it. It's an honor to be named captain of any team. But, you know, the President's Cup is the PGA Tour's cup. And I've been on the tour a long time, been on the board of the tour, played on President's Cup. So it's an honor to get chosen to lead them, and Charlotte is going to be a great venue. I'm thrilled for our team, and I'm thrilled for the Carolina fans to get to watch a great team play golf.
That's going to be fun. Davis Love III is joining us. I would imagine being named captain of the President's Cup team is special no matter what, but you mentioned Charlotte. How much more does it mean to you as somebody who spent his college years in Chapel Hill? What's it mean to lead the team at Quail Hollow in Charlotte? What do you think that will be like?
Well, it's going to be incredible. They're basically sold out on hospitality. The club and the Charlotte golf fans are all excited about it. They can't wait. Obviously, they had to wait a whole extra year. So the build-up's going to be great. But, you know, I went to North Carolina because Dean Smith was the coach there, and I wanted to watch him coach basketball and watch the team and watch Michael Jordan. And, by the way, I played golf there, too, while I was there. But it's just incredible. My mom's from Charlotte. My dad was a pro at Charlotte Country Club when I was born. So it's just a thrill for me to get back to the Carolinas anytime. And then we've got a great team. This team's on a roll. Tiger did a great job in Australia in 19. So it is. I'm humbled to be the captain, to be on another team. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Davis Love III is joining us. You know, I'm curious. I remember when I was much younger and I was doing this, I remember meeting Dean Smith for the first time and just how intimidating it was. And not because of what he said or what he did or how he acted, but because he was Dean Smith. And I wanted to make sure that I was ready for that when he and I sat down for the first time. What do you remember about those days and the times that you spent with the coach?
He was, like you said, he was intimidating. But once you got to know him, he's the nicest, most humble man I've ever been around for how much success he had. My dad gave him a golf lesson and he played really well. And from then on, I had tickets to the games and he invited me to do everything, to play golf with him. And now I know the Carolina culture and why those players loved him so much. It wasn't because they won basketball games. They loved the man and he was incredible. And obviously Roy Williams came up under that and he carries on that tradition. But, he was great to me. He would send me a note, Jim, when I won a golf tournament and said, no need to respond at the bottom. Yeah, right.
Right, amazing.
You're not going to write back to Dean Smith. But he was very humble and a very giving man. And obviously, one of the great things, so many things I've been blessed with in my golf career was to get to know a man like that.
We're talking to Davis Love III. That's a great, great story. He is the captain of the President's Cup. Of course, you played in the inaugural President's Cup back in 1994. What do you remember about that experience? What was that like?
Well, it was incredible. I was on the board of the tour at the time when Tim Fincham came up with this idea. He said, hey, in less than a year, we're going to play this President's Cup at RTJ outside of Washington. And I was like, oh, man, I got to make this team. And to play the first time, play six in a row, to play for guys like Arnold Palmer and Hale Irwin and Jack Nicklaus was just unbelievable for me. Never dreamed that down the road I would get to captain one of those teams. But to watch it grow, to say, oh, by the way, we're going to play this President's Cup, and now Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks, they all want to make the team. They want to play on the President's Cup team. It's a big deal. So amazing how it's grown, and I'm glad to be a small part of the history of it.
Davis Love III is joining us. I mean, you mentioned some of the biggest of the big. And in terms of Bryson, last summer you played with Bryson at the RBC Heritage. In your second year on tour, you were the biggest driver. So what's it like to play alongside that guy now?
Yeah. I didn't do to guys what Bryson's doing to guys. I didn't bomb it that far by him. But it's incredible. He flew a ball 340 yards when I was playing with him at Hilton Head last year.
Wow.
Flew it in the air, 340
incredible.
Yards. It's astounding what he's doing. But I've known Bryson since he first came to Sea Island and played in an amateur tournament here. I've been watching him through college playing against my son, Drew. He is one of the hardest workers I have ever seen. And it's not luck, and it's not science. It's a little bit science with him, but he's just a very, very hard worker. He works just as hard at his putting as he does at his long driving. And I love to see guys, we're looking at Rory McIlroy right now, who is in the gym all the time. He's on the range all the time. He is top five player in the world because of his effort. And I love seeing Bryson do it, and I'm glad to have him on my side.
Davis Love III is joining us. You know, Davis, I would say the same thing about you. For instance, Harris English said of you, quote, he still wants to compete, and he still can compete. It's pretty incredible what he can still do at his age, end quote. Like, it seems to me when you've accomplished everything that you've accomplished in this game, it would be very easy for the desire to compete, to grind, to work, to maybe fade. How do you explain the fact that it's as strong as it is right now?
Well, Fred Couples gave me the best line one time. He said, the 4 hours inside the ropes is worth everything else that you put into it. And I love that 4 hours inside the ropes. I got a bag with my name on it, and I'm going out to play golf against the best in the world. I love it. You know, I'm in the same boat as Tiger right now. We can't get healthy enough to play for a full season. But when I do, I think I can be a little bit competitive. Now, I'm not going to keep it up with Bryson and Brooks and Dustin, but at Hilton Head, maybe at some of these courses, I can get out there and still play with them. But now my focus obviously is going to be more towards the Champions Tour. I'll play a lot on the regular tour this next year and a half just to get to know the guys, to be around. I played the PGA Championship last year, and I didn't do any good at all, but I played a practice round with Colin Morikawa. So it was a good week for me. I got to know him a little bit better. So I need to be out there playing to get ready for helping Stricker on the Ryder Cup this year, and then getting ready for President's Cup in 22.
We're talking to Davis Love III. I want to ask you one quick thing about the President's Cup before I let you go, but I want to ask you about Freddie. Like, you, obviously, you're a big sports fan, and I've done this so long, and you see, when you talk to the best of the best and the most elite athletes in the world, there are a lot of characteristics that they share, and then there's certain things that you see that you can't really explain, that, you know, that intangible it. You know what it is. You can't explain what it is, but you know it when you see it. Freddie's got it. Like, how do you explain Fred Couples? You know what I'm talking about? Is he unlike others that you've played with and gone up against? What is it about Fred that makes Fred Fred? Because I know it's more than that swing.
Right. It's something inside. It's like what makes Wayne Gretzky
right.
So smooth. Well, how? And what does Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus have? They have something in them. Freddie has this comment. I played with him last week on the first round. He played bad. We both played bad. The next day, he shot 9-under. Fred never has two bad days in a row. He's just an incredibly talented player. If he did not get hurt in 1993, his back blowout, he would have won twice as many golf tournaments as he's won. He's an incredible talent, and he's in the team room, President's Cup, whether captain, assistant captain. Guys just love Fred Couples. They want to be around him. They want to be like him. He's cool, and everybody wants to be a cool customer on the golf course like Fred.
You nailed that, Davis. That's exactly what that is. Like, we all want to be him, and not just the life, like the look, the swing, the vibe. It's like he's just cool. People just want to be around him. They just want to gravitate to him. So let me finally ask you this. I'm so glad you and I could get caught up. When I talk to coaches and front office people in pro and college sports, the thing that always comes up is creating a winning culture. So when you're leading a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup team, you're in an interesting situation in the sense that you've got such a short window to develop that culture. So how important is team chemistry in a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup? I mean, is it significant, or does it just come down to guys making clutch putts when they're needed?
Well, we need the guys to make the clutch putts, but you hit the nail on the head, creating a culture. And we realized back in 2014, after a bunch of losses in a row, we didn't have a consistent continuity to our team management. So we fired the whole front office, and we started over. And from Raymond Floyd all the way down to Ricky Fowler, Tiger Woods, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, we all sat in a room. We said, how do we get better at this? So, yes, since 2015, we've been working year-round to build Team USA Golf, whether it's Ryder Cup or President's Cup. We're working on it. Zach Johnson and I had dinner with one of our stats guys in Hawaii 2 weeks ago. We're always working at it. Before, it was just like, Corey's going to be the captain, then Davis is going to be the captain, and then Freddie will be the captain. Well, now, no. Now it's consistency, continuity, leadership, team building. We're working on that all year round, and we're getting better. We're not great. We're not Saban or Belichick or Roy Williams yet, but we're learning. We're doing more. We got to get to know Bryson. We got to get to know Colin Morikawa. They're the new guys on our team. So, yeah, it's about leadership and consistency and continuity. And, you know, we're just golfers. We're trying to learn how to be coaches.
That's tremendous. The 2022 President's Cup is September 19th through the 25th at Quail Hollow Club. The captain of the 2022 President's Cup is Davis Love III. He's a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. Davis, congratulations on that great honor. It is so good to have you back on the show. We should have done it sooner, but it's great to have you back. I hope we can do it again soon, and really good to get caught up with you.
Thanks, Jim. I'll go shoot some low scores so you'll call me more. How about
that'd be
that?
Great. Or even if you don't, I'm going to call you more. Good job.
All right.
Davis Love III, what a class act. What a really classy guy. So good to have him on the show.